You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to Lucky from the legendary Living Legends crew. My favorite part of the interview was talking about celibacy as well as semen retention. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, founding member of the legendary Living Legends crew, Lucky I Am.
No, I'm not Lucky I Am. I'm called Lucky 3, nigga.
All right, man.
Lucky I Am is gone. It's 3.
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling awesome. How are you feeling?
We just swooped you up. And it's your first time on this podcast.
Yep.
And I was supposed to swoop you up at Coachella, but I got scared.
You got scared.
I got scared because I didn't really know you that well. But then we talked more. What's going on with the watch? What's going on with all this? How much was that watch?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So you know we're podcasting, right? You're on camera.
Yeah, I'm trying to text you some music to play.
Okay, cool.
How you feeling?
How you feeling, man? So give us an update on what's been going on with the music. And didn't you just do a show with Ice Cube?
Ice Cube, Bone Thugs and Lip Sync, Harmony, and DJ Quick, because the game pulled out. I'm looking at it, and us. But then we did a show. We just did a show with E-40, Too Short. Who was it? Ziggy Marley.
Ziggy Marley. He's still around?
Of course.
Okay.
He's very tight, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, a bunch of people at the Cali Roots Festival up in Monterey. We actually got to perform on that stage where Jimi Hendrix burnt that guitar, like lit it on fire.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and it's crazy because Picasso's daughter is named after Jimi Hendrix. Her name is Jimmy. And she starts off her album, and she was there, and she did the intro to the show.
Wow.
Bam. That shit was raw.
So before, how many members in the crew, first of all?
8, but Mercy's an inactive member, but 7 rappers right now.
Okay, and so.
I'm the best.
He's the best, and he's the original founding member, right? You want to talk about, how'd you find everybody?
I didn't find everybody. No, it was just puzzle pieces that fell into place. Like me and Sunspot Jones, we had Mystic Journeyman before that. So we was like already on like 5 international tours. That's not Mystic Journeyman. Okay, that's CMA, you dumbass.
Oh, sorry.
You fucking dumbass. I'm sorry, I cursed.
The CMA. Okay, yeah. So how many crews within the, how many different
intergroup?
Yeah, how many different crews are within the crew?
Well, it's Mystic Journeyman, and then it's like, of course. Why are you so quick to say that name? Because you just know the white people? You fucking idiot.
Wait, are you mad, Hullet, since you brought it up? Because I had the 2 white guys on before you.
Oh, yeah, 2 white crew.
So I, because I had Grouch.
Yeah, two white crew.
So you're the fourth. I've had Grouch, Eli, Scarab, and you.
Well, why'd you do me fourth?
I should have had you first.
Duh. Or just have me third because I'm three.
Yeah, yeah. And then you discovered the rest of those guys?
I wouldn't say discover, but yeah, Mystic Journeyman, we put them on. But before Sunspot like got down with it, we the Grouch, myself, Aesop, Merce, Eli, and Arata, we used to hang out in the basement of Grouch's grandmama's house, which ended up going back to his mother. Mm-hmm. And we would be in the basement there just like smoking weed and making songs and shit. And the first two Living Legend songs that exist are called... Nigga, why are you pointing at the camera?
This is what I do. This is my podcast. This I always point to the camera. I always point to the camera.
That's fucking stupid.
We can edit it out, but I was...
Don't edit it out. Okay. That's just your dumb
look. What's your point with me, man? This is your night. Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So go continue.
Nah, we used to be down there smoking weed, making songs and mm-hmm. shit. The first two Living Legend songs ever made and recorded were a song called Local Talent and a song called Speed Bumps. If you look on...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fucking Spotify. Fuck them. But if you look on Spotify for crappy old shit, those songs.
I like that album, bro.
Local Talent and mm-hmm. Speed Bumps. That's the first two songs.
What about Hopeless Romantic?
What about
with that Titanic heart? I'm a hopeless woman. Hopeless.
Why'd you
make No, I like that song.
Are you making fun of Asians?
I'm not making fun of it.
Are you making fun of Asians?
No. You shout out to Arata, dude.
You said you
had an Asian.
No, but you said hopeless woman with the Titanic heart.
No, I'm a hopeless romantic with the Titanic heart.
That sounds like ta-ta-ta-ta.
You shouldn't make fun of it. But Arata spoke Japanese, right? He rapped in Japanese.
He's not
right?
on that fucking song.
Well, he's not.
No.
You're on it, though.
I don't know.
I'm a hopeless romantic with the Titanic part.
You hear how he says that? He's a,
with my car parked. Okay. I like your old shit, though. The old shit's cool. I like it. What'd you guys record on back then? What kind of gear did you have?
Fuck that old shit.
No, come on, dude.
Why?
Because it's like, you know, you gotta.
Well, if you like that old shit, go listen to it. What?
You gotta talk about the past, and then we're gonna catch it up with. Then we're gonna talk about all this.
We recorded it on a Tascam 404.
Yeah, talk about that.
A 4-track machine. You don't gotta coach me.
I'm not coaching you. But so what exactly is that? Because everyone's on Pro Tools now. What is that?
Okay, it's actually a machine that has 4 channels, and then you use a tape to record the actual music into it. You use 1 track for vocals, another track for overdubs, and then the tracks for the actual beat loaded into there. And then, you know, you got magic.
And then What did you record this? When did you record this particular album?
I can't see the front of it. Was it? Oh,
this is CMA.
Overall.
Overall.
That was recorded in 1998.
A lot of y'all weren't even born back.
Who? No. Who are you talking to? The kids out there? Hey guys, you weren't alive when we recorded this. So actually, we were doing dope shit when you were in your daddy's nutsacks.
That's right. And then this album.
That's called All Over.
So when did you record this after?
I don't know, bitch.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to.
It says the date, all of it on Spotify. I'll tell you.
And then what's up with this legendary music? Is it, who created this?
Legendary music is all of us. That's our label.
This is your label.
Yeah.
And then when did you guys decide to put out, create your own label?
Instantly. I don't know. First one was Mystic Journeyman, Revenge Entertainment, and then so on and so forth. But I will. You cut me off. I was going to tell you the intercrew groups because you got so hyped because I said Mystic Journeyman, and you're like, and Genie. And Genie.
I didn't get that high.
Genie.
No, I didn't. I barely know some of the songs from back then. I know scattered songs.
Yeah, but you sure as hell had them on.
Did I almost bust a nut?
You almost.
I didn't go.
You did.
No, I go. All right, let me redo it.
Do you have a white man fetish?
No, why is that? You're salty that I got Grouchy and Eli on before.
I'm not
salty. You're salty about that.
Why would I be salty?
You're kind of mad.
Why? I'm the best, right? I know. Okay. So, I'm the best performer in the crew.
There you go. Talk about that. Do they know that?
Of course.
They all will admit that.
Yes, I taught Grouch how to rap. Like Grouch's style is basically like Lucky without the sauce.
So let's talk about
that. I love him. That's my little brother.
He's younger than you?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that story.
I'm 78 years old.
No, you're like 40-something.
No, I'm 79.
No, you're 40-something.
I turned 79 on August 2nd. By the way, I'm dropping my new single. It's called Fooling Around, produced by Starsky, featuring Mikey MIA on August 2nd, 2024.
And then let's talk about this album, too. When did you release
it? It's not an album. It's a single, dipshit.
All right, dude. I mean, you just handed this to me in the car.
But why'd you call it an album?
I'm sorry. So this 12-inch awesome single produced by Eli.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when did you put this out?
A long time ago.
A long time. You put out a lot of music, man.
A long time ago.
I'm going to put this up here. So let's talk about the story, how you taught the other members how to do their thing.
I didn't teach everybody how to do thing, but I showed Grouch how to rap, and I taught him how to like get swaggy with it. That's why he's dope, because you learn from me, you know.
And then how'd y'all meet? Like, let's hear more of the story.
You want to hear the puzzle piece?
Yeah, I want to hear the puzzle pieces.
You want to hear me and Sunspot Man?
That's what I want.
Okay, well, after the L.A. riots, after I got busy in the L.A. riots, I was like, you know what? I need a break from Southern California, L.A., because, you know, it's kind of, there's a little tension out here, if you will. And I was going up to the Bay to go. Fuck with this girl named Chloe who went to.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Berkeley. Mm. And then she lived in Clark Kerr dorms. Mm. And when I went up there, she was like, her roommate was like fucking with some dude. And then they put the dudes together. Pause. Not like that. But they're like, you guys hang out. And that was Sunspot Nose. I mean Jones.
Yeah, I know who he is because I used to see him at Target up here.
You used to see his nose?
No, I used to see him at
He has Eva. The same nose as the lady who started the Me Too movement.
He's a handsome guy, though, dude.
I know. He's KRS-One. Yeah, 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 yeah. He's KRS-One's cousin.
What?
Yeah, they have the same nose.
Dumb, man. What? Come on, be serious, man.
I'm serious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You fucking liar. So
yeah.
can I tell you what happened, how I got a scare picking you up, and then you did a certain thing, and I'm like, you got to be careful with that. I don't want to go to the emergency room tonight. Can I bring that up?
You can bring up anything,
dude. He's like, let me eat these shrooms real quick, and I start freaking out. I'm like, dude, are you sure you
want microdosing?
Dude,
you thought I was gonna take an
how are shrooms? You feeling right now?
I feel awesome.
I mean, do you do that? How often? How long have you been doing that?
Since I was two.
No, seriously.
Okay, since I was four.
So how you feel? Like, you seeing visual? Like, is it you seeing some tracers in here?
I'm tripping out, bro. Yeah. Like, come on, dude. You think I'm a rookie? Microdosing psilocybin is like, you can be functional. I want to go out in the world if I was tripping.
Right.
You associate shroom use with people who take too much of it. But if you just take a little bit, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
Nothing.
So you ate a little cap and you're good.
You're thinking of actual like mushroom. It's a piece of chocolate, buddy. It's been like put together by a company that knows what they're doing. It's like science.
Really?
You understand science?
Yeah, I understand it, but I didn't. Can I see the packaging real quick?
Yes, you can. Yeah, actually, yeah. That was great. Cool. Give them some promo. Free promo.
All right, let's see.
Let me go inside of my Merce.
I mean that's a real Gucci bag too. Like, there's probably a story behind that. So
what's the story?
Gucci, dude. I mean, when's the last time you've seen a Gucci bag?
Every day.
Gucci wallet.
Yeah.
Take it easy, dude.
What do you mean?
Jeez. So we got.
Read what it says.
Gold caps, 600 milligram mushroom chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
QR code on the back?
Yeah, QR code on the back.
Hold it up so I can do the QR code. Zoom in on it. Boom. Intern. What?
So if I ate this whole thing right now?
If you ate that whole thing, you would go to the emergency room.
No, I'd be good.
Then eat it. I dare you. Do it.
No, I'm sorry.
Just do it.
No, dude. I'm
do
not.
Do it. Are you
I'm
sure?
Not, no, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm going to take some more.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Dude, this is the first time on the Steve
Ruby
show. Yeah, no one's ever done
this. This is chocolate.
It's chocolate. So he's about YouTube, to eat some chocolate.
YouTube, this
dude,
is your chocolate.
I might have to go to this Cedar site.
Why you keep saying that? God. Why about go there?
You better so let's talk more about.
What?
So I want to know about the crew and like, so like just. Oh my God, you crazy.
What about the crew? I'm telling it.
How many albums are y'all put out?
Over 100
albums.
Yep.
Who's put out the, you know what? I have a question. Who's put out, individually, who's put out the most music?
Now, before I answer this question, Sunspot, probably.
Really?
Yeah, he likes to make a lot of solo albums.
How many solo albums has Sunspot Jones put out?
I don't fucking know. I don't listen to that shit.
How many solo albums has the Grouch put out?
Don't talk to me. Probably about, I don't know, like counting his inner crew groups too, a lot.
Okay.
He's in GME, he's in CMA, he's a solo artist, and he's a Living Legends artist. So yeah, that's a lot. I mean, but a lot. I mean, you just have to go to each person's individual Spotify page and you see their discography, and that's how you know. Oh yeah, you didn't do your homework.
No, I kind of know. You guys got so much shit out. How am I supposed to track it out?
It's called reading.
Okay, how did you link up with Merce?
Merce is my friends with my little bro / next door neighbor Kevin Murray, rest in peace. And he was younger than me, and he lived down the street from my folks over in Mid City, LA. And I was gonna get Kevin out of LA, but then he got murdered.
Oh man, rest in peace.
So once he got murdered, instead of Kevin coming, I was like, well, fuck it. His friend Merce is up in the Bay. I'll bring him around us, and he could freestyle and he could rap. So I was like, you're with us. Okay. That's how he came in. But then Merce, Eli, and Scarab went to high school together at Hamilton High School. Mm-hmm. And then Scarab and Eli went to elementary school together. And then Eli came up to the Bay, and he was, he was like going out with one of, or friends with, or oh, his cousin was going out with one of Grouch's best friends. And they told him that the Grouch, there's a guy named Corey who was making music in his grandma's basement. And then Eli came over and got on the couch and never left. And then Scarab came, he went to San Jose State and would come around every now and then. And then me and Sunspot, we was already like the rulers of the underground tape scene in the Bay already.
What about Picasso?
Picasso tricked us.
I did my homework, see?
He was called DJ Bizarro at first. And then he met Mr. Draymond when we were doing a show at Bruin Beats up in Arcata, California, and he was going to Humboldt University on some football shit.
Nice.
But he tricked us. He said he was going to be a DJ, and then he snuck into the crew by starting to rap after he was around us.
Nice.
But that's my bro. They're all my brothers.
And then, so why did Merce take a hiatus? Because you guys just did a show, right? Or some kind of festival?
We're always doing shows.
Why is he, did he quit? Is he quit?
Well, he's retiring, and he's putting out his final retirement album. You know how rappers always retire. He'll be back in a few years. But he's raising his three boys.
Good for him, yeah.
He's tired of rapping. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not retiring, but I'm not doing underground hip hop no more.
You're like going on to bigger and better.
Yeah, because I'm bigger and better than underground hip hop.
So how do you guys book your show? Like, how are you?
We have booking agents.
Okay.
You know?
I'm just asking.
We have a booking agent and a booking manager.
Oh, no, I'm talking.
Shouts out to the Jews.
I'm talking about, like, how did you get to that point, like, back in the day? Didn't you guys, like,
I used to book
your
our shows.
Tours to Japan and
you
stuff?
You guys, I used to book our shows.
You?
Yeah, me.
Okay, and then you guys.
My mentor is Jay Bird from Rhyme Series Entertainment.
There you go.
Shouts out to Rhyme Series.
All right, I got another question.
Well,
how'd you meet Slug?
Well, we met Slug when we were on tour opening up for Hieroglyphics in like 98 or something like that. And when we got to Minneapolis, we opened for Hiro at First Avenue. And there was this guy there, had a little makeshift table set up, and he was selling this tape called Dino Spectrum. And it was one of the only tapes we got on that whole, like, U.S. tour that we didn't throw out of our fucking window of our RV. Because if you gave us a whack tape, we would listen to that shit, and we'd eject it, and we would throw that shit out on the highway. Because that shit is trash.
Hey, dude.
What?
You throw people's demos out your
van? Fuck yeah, we throw it out the fucking window.
So people, how many underground artists would hand you stuff? Like, hey, man.
All the time, yeah. When they meet us, they're like, here, tears my shit. We only people we kept was Supermarket and...
You know about Supermarket.
Yeah, so we kept Supermarket from Arizona.
Who Fluid and Ruckus and them dudes?
I don't know them niggas' names. I just
That's Arizona, baby.
I know, I said Arizona.
Okay.
So we kept Arizona, we kept them, and we kept the Dino Spectrum tape. And then after that, Slug flew Mystic Journeyman and the Grouch out to Minneapolis. And then we headlined in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We headlined First Avenue. And then his little group called Atmosphere opened up for us. You heard of them?
And now that little group.
And then that night, we went back to their storefront before it even had records in it. It was empty, and we recorded a song called Night Prowler, Nothing Less, and then a song called No Market off of Sad Clown, Bad Dub 2.
Those are great songs.
Great songs.
The best.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. Because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
Hey man, we're easing into it. This dude he's done, put in his work, put out tons of music, toured the world. Hey, how did you and Sunspot tour Europe back in the 90s?
Oh, the way we used to do it was we talked to people on this thing called the internet. You heard of it?
Yeah.
And then they would be like, yo, we want you to come through. And they'd be like, we got a B-Boy Festival going on, this and that. And what we did was we saved up our money from helping the homie grow marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And selling tapes on the street. And we bought student airfare tickets from Council Travel. And then at the same time, we would buy Eurail passes where you could travel every 2 weeks to a different country. So we would fly over there and we'd take our tapes with us. And we wanted to clear shit. We would just hide the tapes. We would disguise it as presents and shit. Or if the fucking customs asked us, we'd be like, we'd be like, oh, these are just gifts for our friends. Lies. And then we get in the country and we pop up at the fucking shit going on and we perform at that shit, and afterwards we sell that shit, and that's how we made money. Not getting paid for the show, but getting paid to sell our tapes after the show. We were basically dope dealers, but the dope was our dope music. You get it?
There you go.
We wasn't on that streaming shit like you dumb fucks.
So you guys were the first ones to go outside of getting signed and just doing it yourself.
Well, not the very first ones. We learned to hustle from people like E-40 and Too Short that sold it out of their trunks, but we were the first ones to not be funded by drug dealers.
Damn.
I'm not snitching, but,
Yeah. Okay,
They said it themselves, so it's not no big news.
Are you going to open the sparkling Arctic vibe that I got?
I'm not.
I just want, because I want you to try it.
Why? Do you? Because
I feel like you're partial. I know you're going through stuff, right? You're probably feeling the chocolate, and I want you to be hydrated.
How many times do I have to tell you it's a body high?
I know, but you got to stay hydrated. There's a bottle of water here for you, and I got you the Celsius Arctic.
Do you want to feed me?
No, I'm just, I'm worried about. I just want you to be.
You're worried about me?
I want you to be hydrated. That's all.
Worry about yourself.
I know. I just want you to be hydrated. That's all. Okay. I want to hear about the craziest Living Legends tour or show.
Okay.
And why it was the craziest.
I'm going to tell you, the craziest tour was the tour that we did for an album called Classic. You can just put it down. Mm-hmm. Classic tour was kind of wild because it was our second tour on a tour bus.
Mm-hmm.
And the first tour we did on tour bus, we were opening for this group called The Alcoholics, or the Licks. They were called The Licks right then because they stopped calling themselves for Alcoholics for a minute.
Yep.
So The Licks, that was fun, and it was off the hook. But then when we did Classic Tour, it was...
Hey, cheers, man. This is your night.
Cheers. Okay. We were headlining on the half of the country, and then Jedi Mind Tricks was headlining in the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And that tour was crazier because just between you and I, a tour bus is like a pussy magnet.
Really?
Yeah.
How many honeys a show would come to the tour bus?
Well, it depends. I'm talking about Classic Tour. One night, I fucked three girls in Boston after the show. I pulled a hat trick, nigga.
But that was in the past. Now you're on some
what?
Buddhist, you're on some Buddhist celibacy shit right now.
Not Buddhist, nigga. I'm just saying.
I know, but you're on some celibacy right now. I just want to get that in the clear.
I'm a former. Why? Why?
Well, no, because you're on. You're, that was in the past.
Of course.
That was when you're wilding out. Well, in the '90s.
Of '90s. Yeah. That wasn't the '90s.
Oh, but you know, but
classic album. Why are you trying to protect me?
I just, you know,
if they want to think I'm a whore, I'm a whore. I don't mind.
So. What, so did they just come up to the? How does that work? Do they just come up to the tour bus and go, "Hey, we want"?
Sometimes.
Or
I was trying to. Before you interrupt me,
I'm sorry.
See, the thing is,
Lucky, I'm sorry.
You can't interrupt middle of my sentences with the beginning of yours.
I know, but read the card.
I'm just fucking with you. I can't read. Oh, don't interrupt. Yes, listen. Well, nigga, that's for you. You read the card. What the fuck? You got a cue card. Remind him not to open his fucking fat ass mouth. Now, look.
Hey.
As I was saying, a tour bus in itself is a pussy magnet. Or it's like, it just makes it happen. But when you have a tour bus, it was wrapped with our artwork for the album, so it was extra because your face is like on the side of the vehicle and it's hella larger than life. So that tour was crazy. And during that tour, for one stretch of it, a writer from Thrasher magazine got on board with us to document what was happening. And he so happened to jump on right after Santa Cruz show when we had a show at a club called MB50 in Carson City, Nevada, which was owned by, rest in peace to Dennis Hoff, the man, the myth, the legend, who was the owner of the Bunny Ranch, the world famous Bunny Ranch. And that, once that show happened, it started super cracking because it was a mixture of Wild Legends fans and the whores that worked there. I mean, the hookers, I'm sorry.
Who's one of your bandmates that didn't get the girls?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to what other people's dicks do.
All right. Who did they like the best? Who was like the Johnny Depp out of the crew?
I'll put it like this. I only drink at shows, used to get freaks at hoes. I mean, we think she know was how I earned my name. The Wilt Chamberlain, the underground rapper's name. The Wilt Chamberlain, the underground rapper's name.
Yeah, that was you.
Now, who's Wilt Chamberlain? What is he known for?
Just
you don't know sports, huh?
Basketball.
Okay, so what is he known
for? For the Knicks?
Motherfucker, listen. Wilt Chamberlain was known for...
The Celtics.
Well, you motherfucker, hell no. That's Bill Russell. Bill Russell.
We're going to edit it out, bro.
By the way, who won the game tonight? I don't know. Oh, damn. Anyway, but no. Wilt Chamberlain is known for scoring 100 points in one game, but also he's famously known for saying that he fucked 10,000 women.
Jeez Louise. 76ers.
You know what, dude?
I can edit this all this out.
I know you can.
I know, but just tell me what.
So I call myself the Wilt Chamberlain of the Underground because I've scored the most and I've taken down the most.
Damn right.
I'm a reformed whore. I'm a man whore. I was a man whore. Hello, my name is Three.
Let's talk about where you're at now.
Though. Hi, I'm celibate.
You're dropping science in the car.
About being celibate.
Yes.
Practicing semen retention because semen is life. Semen retention. Semen is life juice. So by retaining semen and not like releasing it into the walls of the vagina of women and not releasing it onto the face of young ladies and not releasing it into napkins like you do.
No.
Yeah, you do.
I do it here.
No, see, that's what I'm talking
this
about.
This is not napkins, though.
That's the gloves you put on when you jack off. Now, see, you shouldn't do that, guys. You need to, like, hold on to your life.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I know what that is.
Yeah, well, you don't know about this game, bro.
No,
This is next level.
I know what you do with that.
You don't even know.
I do. I'm going to tell you.
No,
let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Read the card. What he does is, let me have one of them.
Well, you're going to guess what my method?
I'm going to show you what you do. I don't need the whole box.
Yeah, yeah.
He takes the pinky finger of this and he cuts it off with a scissor and he has a condom.
Fuck you, man.
What?
Dude,
I've seen your brother's dick, so I know yours is smaller.
I do not do that.
Your dick is smaller.
No, it's not, dude.
Hold on.
No, dog. I'm not letting you do that on
No, listen. Will you let me read the sign?
Oh, God.
Your dick is smaller than the dude that jumped out the trunk in fucking The Hangover movie.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
What's his name?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You never seen The Hangover?
Absolutely not.
She knows what I'm talking about.
Nope.
I know your brother. That's your big brother, so you're the little brother.
No, I know.
That's why I call you little. No, that's why. Little Lee. What? What?
Yo, time
no, don't edit
that.
This shit.
No, no. Time step that. Seriously, no, dude, this don't. Is my podcast. You ain't doing that tonight, dude. You ain't doing that to me tonight, bro.
I just did.
No,
it.
I know. Please.
What? You're like, dude. Okay, you're a good.
Take a second guess.
You're a good 2.5 inches erect.
No, absolutely not.
You're a good
two.
No, this is your condoms.
You're mistaken.
Be proud of your little dick.
No, little dicks matter.
No, it's not. It's the motion of the ocean, right?
There you go, but it's not.
You have a baby clit.
No.
You have an enlarged clit, basically.
I can't believe you're doing
what?
On my own platform.
What?
Bro. How dare
be
you?
Be proud of your little
this
dick.
This is my platform.
Little dicks you're, matter.
No, dude. I'm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's why I call you Little Lee.
Don't call me. Don't ever call me that again, dude.
What?
Look
what you saved in my phone, Little Lee.
Don't ever call me Little Lee again.
You're Little Lee.
No.
You're Little Lee.
Little
Lee with the little pee-pee.
Take another guess.
Little
pee-pee. Take another guess.
It's a condom for you. The fingers are.
This is what I do, dude.
What do you do?
I don't do the pinky part.
You put your dick in it and fuck
no,
it?
No, I put...
You blow it up. Yeah, no, see, man, that's what you're doing.
Hey, man, you look at the card now.
I don't work here.
I take Vaseline.
Oh, see, I told you.
Hold on.
No, that's all I...
Let me finish what I'm about to do.
I don't need to know that. I don't want to
play this. I take Vaseline.
I don't want to play this game anymore. You're sexually harassed.
I cover the inside.
And then
I do a Mr. Miyagi. Have you seen Karate Kid?
No, what's that?
I do a Mr. Miyagi to spread the Vaseline inside.
Who's Mr. Miyagi?
He's Pat Morita. Daniel-san. You haven't seen Karate Kid?
No, what is that?
It's a movie.
Oh, you mean with Will Smith's son?
No, that's the remake.
Huh?
That's the remake of Karate Kid.
I saw the movie.
Dude, that's a remake.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm talking about Ralph Macchio.
Who's Ralph Macchio? Oh, Pony Boy.
Yeah, Pony Boy.
Oh,
dude.
You said Ralph
Outsiders.
Macchio.
So I do this.
But okay. He was in another movie? I thought that was his own movie.
He was in a lot of movies.
Wait, but then he died.
He got caught in the fire.
He died. Dude, he died after the fire.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so he's alive?
Yeah.
alive?
Yeah, he's
But he died in the movie.
Yeah, in the movie.
But he died for real.
I'm talking about a different movie. Karate Is Kid's a different movie than I've The Outsiders, never heard of that movie. Wait, it's a different movie.
Is it on Netflix?
Oh, my God. What? No, we can't use the last 20, 10, Why? 15 minutes
Why?
Of that. Because you call me Little Lee.
But you have a little dick,
no,
Little Lee.
No, I don't. Dude, we're editing that out. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right, let's go back to the Living Legends don't and all the good stuff you guys it. Are doing.
Pivot.
Oh, my God.
May I have a napkin?
Yeah.
You're making me cry.
Here's your napkin.
You should have edited this funny.
Oh, my God, no.
You can't take a joke right, about yourself?
I like that was fun.
Okay.
I want to know.
I mean, let's interview your girlfriend. Can we call her right now?
No.
Call her right now.
No,
speaker.
Absolutely
I
not.
Just want to ask her something.
No.
Call her.
Dude, don't. You're crossing lines now,
That's a
bro.
Line? You never told me the lines.
No, you're crossing lines.
Which line?
I'm setting my boundaries with you okay. right now. I'm setting my boundaries with you. All
right.
I want to know this retention thing. Does it make you strong? Like, when did you start feeling more power
from the retention? After day 25.
Huh?
After day 25, I have power of extreme manifestation. So I have to be careful what I say because whatever I say comes true.
Oh,
it's powerful. It starts creeping up your spine and then you're in touch with the universe.
So you manifest it.
Yeah. I manifested, I was like, you know what? What I really want to do is speak on a podcast with someone with a 2-inch penis. And then it happens. See, I'm here.
Timestamp that. That ain't going in. That ain't going in. Absolutely not.
You know what? You're censoring me.
What? No, I'm not. Am I?
Are you racist?
No, I'm. Come on, dude.
Then why are you censoring me?
I'm not censoring you.
You're always trying to censor the black man.
No, I'm not.
Are you trying to hold the black man down?
Hey, shout out to the homie Vardon for linking me up with this motherfucker to begin with. Shout out to Vardon. Shout out to Habs.
What's
That's
up,
the homie.
Habs? I love you, Habs.
Dude, we love you, brother.
We love you, bro.
I love you, man.
I love you, too, and your big-ass nose and your greasy-ass face.
Dude, that's the homie. That's the man.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's in the
Shout
future, man?
Shout out to Sweets.
What's in the future? For the crew?
Okay, well, we just got back from Colorado. We within 3.5 days, we recorded over 20-something songs, so we already got an album to top the album we just dropped on November 23rd of 2023, The Return. By the way, it's the best Living Legends album sounding today, except for the shit we just topped it. So before that, we're going to drop a Legendary Music, another volume. And also, we just dropped a single with Pigeon John, Hands on the Air on Three. It's called Bank on Me. It's a really cool, catchy song. And also, we got this album full of guests and stuff. And I got Sunspot Jones, got Bad to the Bones. Grouch and Eli got a couple new albums coming. What else? Grouch has like 9 projects coming out. They're dope. No, I'm serious. I'm not.
Playing. I know. I'm serious. I mean, no. How does he do so much?
Nigga, cause we're dope.
I know, but like, how does
My thing
do...
is this. Hold on,
wait. Oh, wait, go ahead.
Living Legends as a crew did not put out a crew project for 15 years, and we gave everyone else a chance to take our spot. But guess what? No one could fucking do it because you guys fucking suck. We're the best, and don't you ever forget it. That's why when we create music, we're like in the future already, and we gave you a chance to catch up, but you can't. So now we've lapped you, and now you'll never catch us because we are the number one independent hip-hop crew on earth. And that is not bloviating. That is not opinion. That is not me being on my own dick. It's just the facts. And you know what? Get down or lay down.
Keep going. I like what you're doing.
You
keep
do.
Going with that.
Oh, you want me to keep talking shit to these motherfuckers? Listen, you fucking struggle rappers. Don't nobody come for the West. I love all my brothers in the West. I'm not talking shit about them. It's basically the West versus everyone. And as you can see from even the mainstream rapping, like Wheelchair Jimmy, sorry, don't be coming for the West because niggas like Kendrick Lamar and all of us will fucking serve the whole world.
Yo, Kendrick's
basically
killing
it's like
it.
This.
Yo, Kendrick's
no,
killing
basically
it.
It's like this.
Killing it.
Don't ever come for the West. Leave us alone. Leave us alone.
Have you met Kendrick?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm about to go see him at the. When does this come out?
In like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Oh, bitch, you're gonna miss it. Juneteenth at the Forum in Inglewood for Juneteenth.
Okay.
Kenny and Friends. He's going to perform the number one hip-hop song in the world called They Not Like Us in front of 18,000 people. It's going to be 18,000
people
on Juneteenth screaming out certified pedophile.
Oh.
You dumb bitch.
You talking about Drake? Go ahead.
You should have fucking left it alone. You should have, you know what? If I was you, Drake, when they first called you out on that Metro Boomin song with Future and Kendrick got on it, you should have said nothing. You were at the top of the game. If you're at the top of the game, you're supposed to just... You remember Drake had a line that said, diss me.
And I don't know any of his music.
Okay, well, he has a line where he said, well, why are you...
Oh, no, I just don't...
Are you proud to not know any of Drake's music? What's wrong with you? You don't
I just... I never really listened to it.
He's a great entertainer.
Okay, that's fine. He has that's fair to say.
Do you listen to Drake? Yeah, thank you. What's wrong with you? That's the other thing, too. All this, piling on of Drake.
No, I don't like... hate on Drake.
No, wait, I got to say something before I go on. Fucking 3.5 weeks ago, you motherfuckers who were talking shit about Drake used to love him. And I don't like that when you switch up like that. That shows you can do that to anybody. It also shows that once you get to the top, there's only one direction to go, down. But what he should have did was stick to what he said. Diss me and you'll never hear a reply for it. He should have just when Kendrick first called him out, he should have just shot a video of himself sitting inside of his 737 Boeing jet, not PJ, a full-ass plane, sitting there. He should have had a big-ass dinner table with a 10-course meal being served fucking delicacies by some baddies, and he should have been playing that in the loop. Diss me and you'll never hear a reply from it. Diss me, you never hear. And they would have been dabbing his mouth I don't care what you say about me because you're beneath me. But when you come down to address someone who is lower than you, then see what happens now? All this dirt came out with you. J. Cole was smart because J. Cole was like, you know what? I don't want that. I'm not doing this. I apologize. Leave me alone. That's what J. Cole did. Shout out to J. Cole. He fucked a girl I used to fuck in Seattle. Hey, look.
Hey,
I'm not mad about it, man. At least he fucked a good rapper.
How you feeling, man?
Awesome. How are you feeling?
You seem like mellowed out now.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, once I figured out that you're sensitive about having a micro penis, I calmed down.
Time stop that too. You crazy. In my own home. Unbelievable.
You live here?
Yeah, bro.
There's no room here.
There's a room right here.
It's not big enough.
I got you a hamburger after this, too, right?
A hamburger?
A cheeseburger.
What kind?
Flying Dutch, man.
Why?
Because you said that...
I'm on the keto diet.
You're on the keto diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't eat bread. I don't eat noodles. I don't eat rice.
How long have you been on this diet for?
Well, it started probably March.
Okay.
I don't even know how many pounds I lost, but I'm just not a fat fuck no more.
How many tattoos you got?
Nigga, I don't know. Fuck counts that shit. What do I look like, a bitch?
Hey, did that hurt on your... Did that the ones on your face hurt?
No, they felt great. Did they hurt?
Nigga, No, but you got... what do you got on your neck? You got some on your neck, too?
What does it say on my neck?
It says, you gotta love yourself.
Yeah.
Hold up, let me see what's over here, dude. Dude, you gotta...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Legendary music tattoo?
Yeah.
Wow.
My company. No, my favorite tattoo is on the back of my neck. You want to see it?
Yeah. Take it easy here.
Be careful. Don't
no,
spit
no, no,
on my
gonna, no,
fucking
laptop. Don't worry about it. See, I'm already in.
Can I see my bad letter?
Stop.
No. You got to read out loud what
it
says.
Your dick might shrink. I'm just kidding. What does it say, dog?
No.
Wait, hold on, man.
Read it. Read it out loud.
It says, shut the fuck up when my music is on.
Thank you.
Wow.
I mean that.
Damn. All right, so let's, man, an hour flew by, and I'm getting kind of hungry.
We keep going.
What do you mean we keep going?
Can we go half an hour more? Do you mind?
Yeah.
Do you mind if we can go a half hour longer?
You want to go half hour longer?
I want to go a half. That's what your girl says. Can you go longer? And you can't because you can't touch the walls.
Oh, no, I can't.
You don't touch the walls.
Hey, Playboy.
You don't touch the walls.
Don't even worry about
you do
about
not
that.
Touch the walls.
That's my business.
You do not touch the walls.
Oh, I do.
No, you
I
don't.
I do. Bruce
no, you
Lee
don't.
Down here. There's a dragon down here. There's a meat dragon, for real.
He said a meat dragon.
For real. Girth and all that.
Pull it out.
Dude, there's people. Come on. This is YouTube, man.
What does that
I'll
mean?
I'll show you in the car.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
You want to do it in the car?
No. I don't want to play this game no more.
Tell him about the Bengay.
No, where did he touch you?
No one touched me nowhere.
Yes, he did.
Made me put, when I was a
but
kid.
But you know, you told me in the car on the way here that he tickled your butthole.
Such a lie.
You did.
You lied, motherfucker. I said okay. He made me put Bengay on my penis when I was a kid.
He said you Bengay and what?
No, he said, dude, you should try to put Bengay on
you
your.
You should Bengay, what?
He said.
How long has he Bengay?
No, Bengay, the ointment, the muscle.
What is that? What, he touched you with
thanks
your
thanks for tuning
muscle?
In to another show of Stevie Weeby Show. Follow him on tour. No, we're ending this. He's going to be on tour soon with the legendary Living Legends crew, putting out great solid
music.
No.
Before that, I'm going on my own tour, my podcast tour, and you're my manager. I'm going to pay you. And I'm going on Kill Tony in August. I'm also going to be, I'm a manifest me being on Steve-O. I'm a manifest me being on your brothers if he allows me.
Oh, yes.
I'm a manifest, I'm going to get to the final boss and then I'm going to melt the final boss. And you know who the final boss is.
Joe,
I will see you soon. And you know what? Any comedian, did you turn it off?
No.
Oh, I thought you said
boom. No. We're
by
still
the way,
rolling.
You have the best, hardest working, wonderful intern. We got to give it up for the intern. No, for real. I love the way you started with the piano too.
See,
I love that. I love it.
You did great.
I did.
Shout out your your socials.
Oh, my social is
all of it.
Okay, on Twitter, I'm not calling it the other bullshit. I'm Lucky OV Legends. Lucky OV Legends, spelled correctly. Shit.
Living Legends, West Coast,
and
legendary.
Wait, don't forget, my single comes out on August 2nd.
Legendary.
It's
check
called,
out every crew
it's
member.
It's called Fool Around. Check out them all.
All of the crew members.
I've been joking about it, but I love them to death. They're my brothers.
Brothers.
They're my bros, and I'll fuck anybody up if you fuck with them. Only I can fuck with them. But you guys leave them alone. And now we're performing at Rhyme Fest on August 17th. It's going to be by the in front of the Torch at the LA Memorial Coliseum on Figueroa. You should
hey,
come
let me
through.
Can I get some tickets? What's up with the tickets?
Well, if you do what you said when I was on the way here, you can. No.
Hold on, man. I can't do a couple
shows. Can I tell my show? I now have more shows.
Keep going then.
Okay. We'll be in Hawaii starting the 23rd of August. We're playing three islands. We'll be on Maui, Oahu, and of course the Big Island. Much love and respect to the Kingdom of Hawaii. We love y'all. And also, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas. I'm going to be doing release parties all summer. So when you find out where they are, I will give you an Instagram address, but Instagram kicked me off like 4 or 5 times, so I'm over it.
Really, dude?
Yeah, because I was advocating for Palestine, and they don't like that. Oh. Fuck you, Meta. I mean, but you know the last name of the owner of that shit, so there's that. That's as much as I'm going to say. I'm not even going to say free Palestine. I'm going to say liberate Palestine. I'm going to say stop killing innocent women and children and non-combatant men. And that's what I got to say. And I will say,
nothing wrong with that.
I have
too,
to say this, you know, for my management. I am in no way anti-Semitic.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for tuning in to another awesome episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby to help support the platform.
Give this nigga some money.
Twitch.tv/Stevie Weeby. I'm playing Warzone every other night.
Ooh.
And
you play Warzone?
Yeah, you play.
Are you good?
I'm pretty good. I'm average. What you play?
Fuck no, I don't play no silly ass video games, nigga. I'm a man.
All right.
What the fuck is wrong with
Thanks
you?
Thanks for tuning in. All right, man. That was fun.
Nah, you're hella fun.
Hiding in the crevices, in the coral premises, in my Neverland like Peter Pan, checking messages.
I feel like a kid.
It's the way that you grow when you let them go. On the edge of plateaus when they push you fall so low. Oh, oh, oh. I'm a silhouette that you'll forget, a shadow in the dark. I'm a millisecond part of deck and shuffle with the cards. I'm a vortice to heart like a monk upon the ledge. And I'm trying to do my part before departing from the edge.
Just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.